You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings. Starting to set out with a band called Rival Sons, recorded 2012 at the Sweden Rock Festival in Norge, Sweden. And the song is called On My Way.
Such a long time, and we're gonna be gone for so much longer. I just need you to wait for me. I'm way the fuck out here at Sweden Rocks today. I'm trying to make some friends, and I'm trying to make some bread. I'm bringing back home to you. California, 'cause I'm thinking of you, babe. But I'm gonna bring it right back home to you. I'm a coming back. I'm coming back home to you. Hold on, wait a couple more.
We're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host, the Moonshiner. Badfinger from 1981 at Cardi's Club in Houston, Texas. I Can't Take It. There's a short track from The Monkees. Hey, 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 we're The Monkees from 2011.
No, no thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart attack. It's no joke when you're going up in smoke. When you're going Smokers Airline.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
Attention Americans! Do you want to exercise your Second Amendment rights, but you're afraid to handle a gun? Well, now, you can get all the confidence you need just by taking the Dick Cheney Gun Safety Course. After just 3 short sessions, you'll have all the confidence. Go!
Yeah, you'll have the confidence that professional shooters have. The Dick Cheney Gun Safety Course will show you all the ways to handle a gun safely. You'll learn how to defend yourself against intruders, muggers, and even hunters who don't know the proper...
And even hunters who don't know the proper procedures for safety. Sign up now and get our extra class at no extra charge. How to cover up when you f*** up. So whether you're deep in the heart of Texas or in Washington, D.C., you never know when you might encounter someone who doesn't know how to handle it.
Right, who doesn't know how to handle a gun? It's the kind of gun control you approve of. Sign up now for the Dick Cheney Gun Safety Course. It's fast and easy. Just tell a friend by phone or email that you're interested, and we'll send you our latest schedule. Don't wait. People are dying to get into the Dick Cheney Gun Safety Course.
1, 2, 3.
Dick Cheney Gun Safety Course.
I don't want you to ignore. If you knock me out the way that you walk through that door, such a pretty picture from your head to your toe. Somebody stop me before I rip off your clothes, 'cause I'm a heat seeking missile, trying to silver it on you. Yes, I am. I'm a heat seeking missile. Girl, I've got some love for you. Your silky hair, sexy green eyes, a cute little waist, ooh, them legs that don't lie. I've got some things I know we can do. Superfied, signifying love just for two, 'cause I'm a heat seeking missile, trying to shiver in on you. Yes, I am. I'm a heat seeking missile. Girl, we got some stuff to do. George Keith. Now look here, baby.
I'm feeling dirty. I hope you are too. I'm jump in the tub and rub a dub dub some loving with you. Cause I'm a heat seeking missile. Trying to zero in on you. Yes, I am. I'm a heat seeking missile. Yeah, we got some stuff. I'm a heat seeking missile. Trying to zero in on you. Yes, I am. I'm a heat seeking missile. Yeah, we got some stuff to do.
That was Brian Lee, also known as the Braille Blues Daddy, from 2000 at the Toronto Jazz Festival in Toronto, Canada. Heat Seeking Missile. And we're going to continue on with a little more blues with Big Joe Williams from 1992 at Gertie's Folk City in New York. How do you want your rock done? Or how do you want your rolling done? Excuse me. If I say it enough times, I'll get it right. How do you want your rolling done?
It was early in the morning, baby, just about to break a dawn. It was early in the morning, baby, about to break a dawn. I met my little girl and tried to want your rolling done. I stick a neck out on, want to beat with a bum. 720, mama, how you want to roll it off? Tell me, baby, how you want to roll it off?
Thank you.
That was Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1971 at the Court Coffee House in Tacoma, Washington, performing My Babe. There's a little more blues. Junior Kimbrough from 1988. Come on and go with me.
Girl, girl, it's a low-down grind. Come on, come on, baby. Come on.
Slapper Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Gallagher.
I'll feel like snapping my pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some grave dogs be your resting place. Going down to the river, you know I just might jump in. But then come on, you say, I will tell you when. Well, I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some grave dogs be your resting place. You didn't say you didn't love me when you were stretched out across my bed, drinking moonshine whiskey, talking all out of your head. Pistol slapper. Across my bed, drinking moonshine whiskey and talking all out of your head. Thank you.
Pistol Slapper Blues from Rory Gallagher. This next one, Rory, is Cuckoo's
Cuckoo. And that was Rory Gallagher with Pistol Slapper Blues from 1972, recorded at BBC Studios. And now we're going to get back to some rock and roll with Chickenfoot from 2010 at the Cabo Wabo in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. My Kind of Girl.
She wears hard to find out there and wants a week to get you. na 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 na
Duran Duran from 1988 at the Praco de Apateos in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And the song was The Reflex and ended with Rio. Next, we're going to listen to UFO Do Natural Thing from 1995 at The Edge in Palo Alto, California.
Wait until we stop. Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat whole.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Stopp, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, no, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Stomp. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
What we're going to do is we're going to play 2 songs, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to play a bunch more songs. First of all, we're going to do a thing called Rock Me Baby.
Tuna, Rock Me Baby from 1972 at Carnegie Hall in New York City. And Hot Tuna started out as a side project to Jefferson Airplane with Yorma Kirkkonen and Jack Cassidy when Grace Slick was recovering from throat surgery. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to play this set out with a real short track from Enough is Enough from 1993. Can't Keep Rockin'. Thanks for listening.